Governor directs TDEM to issue Hurricane Beryl advisory notice for Texas Emergency Management Council. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott today directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, to issue an advisory notice to the 39 Texas Emergency Management Council agencies to prepare to support hurricane response and recovery efforts and develop 24/7 staffing plans for the State Emergency Operations Center should the forecast track for Hurricane Beryl further materialize with expected impacts to the Texas Gulf Coast. Additionally, state agencies have been tasked with ensuring that state emergency response assets are prepared for potential hurricane response deployment. Texas stands ready to deploy all available resources and support to our coastal communities as Hurricane Beryl approaches the state, said Governor Abbott. Today, I directed TDEM to issue an advisory notice to our emergency management agencies to ensure Texas is prepared and equipped for hurricane response and recovery efforts. As Texans around the south coastal areas make holiday plans and visitors begin to travel for the holiday weekend, I urge them to take necessary safety precautions, remain weather aware, and have an emergency plan ready for themselves and their families. State and local officials will continue to work around the clock to monitor statewide weather conditions and help protect Texans. The Texas State Operations Center continues to closely monitor Hurricane Beryl and is holding daily tropical weather calls with the National Weather Service, Texas Emergency Management Council agencies, and local emergency management officials, said Texas Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd. Just as the state of Texas is preparing, Texans and holiday visitors along the Texas Gulf Coast should closely monitor coastal weather conditions and begin preparing for potential impacts from Hurricane Beryl to ensure their safety this holiday weekend. According to the National Hurricane Center, Hurricane Beryl is a strong Category 4 hurricane and is forecast to weaken as it continues its west-northwest path through the Caribbean, across the Yucatan Peninsula, and finally into the Gulf of Mexico at the end of this week before potentially reaching the Texas coast as a hurricane this weekend. Interests along the Texas Gulf Coast should closely monitor this system and prepare now for any potential impacts. Today's advisory notice was sent by the TDEM State Emergency Operations Center to the following 39 Texas Emergency Management Council agencies who have emergency management response and recovery responsibilities as outlined by Texas Executive Order and the state's Emergency Management Plan. Texas Division of Emergency Management, Texas A&M University System, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, Texas A&M Task Force 1, Texas A&M Forest Service, Texas Military Department, Texas National Guard, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Texas Department of Transportation, Public Utility Commission of Texas, Railroad Commission of Texas, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Texas Animal Health Commission, State Controller of Public Accounts, Texas Commission on Fire Protection, Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, Texas Department of Information Resources, Texas Department of Insurance, Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, Texas Department of State Health Services, Texas Education Agency, Texas Facilities Commission, Texas General Land Office, Texas Health and Human Services Commission, Texas Office of the Attorney General, Texas State Auditor's Office, Texas Workforce Commission, Texas State University System, Texas Tech University System, University of Houston System, University of North Texas System, University of Texas System, Texas Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, the Salvation Army, the American Red Cross. Texans are urged to stay informed, monitor local weather forecasts, follow directions from local officials, make an emergency plan, review hurricane evacuation routes, build a kit containing emergency supplies, and consider reviewing flood risk and insurance coverage. Additionally, visitors to Texas beaches should review beach safety tips and remain aware of the risks of rip currents during an approaching tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico. Texans are encouraged to visit the TDEM Disaster Portal or Texas Hurricane Center webpages for storm information. Additional storm safety and preparedness information is available at texasready.gov and tdem.texas.gov/prepare.